All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 86. So, of course, it's been a while, but we're back into it. So let's get started with the NCAA tournament preview. We're just going to be going over every way, just kind of big matches that are to go on. By the time you'll see this episode, I already have a 125-pound preview up on my website. It should be, I'll put the link in the description. I'm going to do one for each and every weight, then all together one before the tournament starts. So you can check that out if you want, if you don't really want to watch this video, but let's get right into it. So top seed at 125, Nick Soriano, obviously. Two seed, Vito Arujao. Three seed, Pat Glory. Four, Brandon Courtney. Five, Killian Cardinal. And six, Eric Barnett. It's kind of the main six guys who I think really have a shot to win it. You could toss Drew Hildebrand out there at 16, even though he kind of shit the bed pretty hard in the Big Ten tournament. So it's whatever you want there. Some notable seeds to look at are Sam Latona down at 24. Taylor Lamont down at 21. Drake Ayala at 13, which I think is a fair seed right now, but you know, he may pull some upsets if he is healthy. Kyson Tarakina at 26. Brody Teske at 15. Noah Certain at 18. So we'll just start off with some big first round matchups. Sam Latona versus Devin Schroeder is the biggest one. Devin Schroeder is a 9 seed from Purdue, if you don't know already. 2-time Big Ten finalist, losing to only Spencer Lee. Lost to Nick Soriano in the semis. Pretty bad first period pin. Soriano's looked fantastic recently, time in the postseason. There were some doubts earlier, but I think those are all pretty much shut down now. Latona dropped pretty low because he had beaten Camacho twice this year already. Lost to him in the ACC finals, I want to say. I think this is Camacho's first win over Latona. Dropped him down. He has some pretty bad losses right now, but he's been getting better. Brody Teske versus Noah Certain, 15-18. The winner faces Vito second round. Does this really determine anything? No, but I think it might be better to win this and go into the backside. So what are your first thoughts looking at the bracket?
I mean, just looking at the bracket, I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on Pat McKee. He battled back in the Big Ten tournament. I mean, he took that tough loss, and then I think he battled all the way back for third. So, I mean, they have him seeded 8. I think he could really definitely make some noise. And definitely, I think he's 100% an All-American, in my opinion. And then you got Trevor Mastrogiovanni from Oklahoma State on the bottom half of the bracket, ranked in, coming in number 7. I definitely think you could see him pushing all the way to at least the semis. Never mind, he's got Vito on his bottom half of the bracket. So
yeah,
I definitely think he's a possible All-American.
Yeah, I don't know about Mastro. You know, he's been injured a bit, but when he was healthy, that was a scary dude. So just leave that out there. Obviously, when we're talking about Oklahoma State, the biggest thing right now is Travis Whitlake not getting a bid. Big Ten was rough for him. He's injured. It is what it is. You know, I don't think he's stressing too much about that. Sucks that you lose a season pretty much. I have something you really can't prevent. No, I have no doubt that he's going to be back next year, and he's going to be high up on that podium again. Look forward to the second round. The biggest match I want to say is going to be Soriano versus Hildebrand. This match went down in Ann Arbor. Soriano went 2-1 with a riding time point. I think Hildebrand kind of presents a style where it becomes a problem for a guy like Soriano. Now, you could make the argument that Hildebrand should have had another stalling call on him, but I don't think Soriano's in too much danger to lose that match. I just think it's going to be something where Michigan doesn't get bonus points. Obviously,
what do you think about? What do you think about Hildebrand and Nodo from Lock Haven?
I think Hildebrand wins that. I'll change my point of view on that after the Big Ten tournament. I think Hildebrand should win that pretty easily. I would have given Hildebrand personally the 14 seed, I want to say. No, I would give Hildebrand the 11 seed behind DeAugustino. But it comes with the fact that Heinzelman placed Ayala forfeited out early. Yeah, I think it's better than all those guys, but, you know, it is what it is. He already has a win over Heinzelman. He lost to DeAugustino early and then lost to McKee. I think McKee's already beat him in the third, fourth match last year. Mm-hmm. No, it just kind of is what it is there, but it's a rough draw for Penn State in the team title race.
Yeah, Penn State had a lot of rough draws. Yeah.
Second round, Devin Schroeder versus Patrick McKee. Another good one. Money's going to be on McKee this time around, I think. I think it's a close one, unless McKee pulls something big. My biggest fear here is I think if Latona gets hot and knocks off Schroeder round one, he's going to knock off McKee also. There's a good chance. I wouldn't put any money on that, but I definitely think it's a big one there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Moving down the bracket, Killian Cardinale versus Malik Heinzelman or Taylor Lamont. I think Heinzelman takes the one pretty solidly. He's looked great. I'm going to go with Cardinale here. I picked him to win the Big 12. Yeah, he dominated pretty bad. So I think, you know, Killian Cardinale, I first saw him, I think, last year, put up like 2-3 takedowns on Spencer Lee. He still got majored, but at the end of the day, it showed something. So I would say he's my dark horse to win it right here, but could go either way. I think Heinzelman's really underrated. I've been saying that for a while. Going down, I think a lot of people view this as a big one. I don't really think it is. We got Drake Ayala. Should he win his first round match against Fabian Gutierrez of Chattanooga? I don't know. But I think I would give Ayala if he's healthy enough. And then Brandon Courtney versus Joe Manchio round one. I think Manchio's pretty good. I don't think Courtney has any trouble winning that match, though. What are your thoughts on that Ayala versus Courtney match?
I mean, Courtney last year was just lights out, you know, at the NCAA tournament. And then you have Drake Ayala, who's coming back from an injury. He wrestled well at Big Tens until he forfeited out. But I see Brandon Courtney just bringing it all together. I mean, I think he brings it all together. Just to finish out his season, and I think he's definitely going to move on past Ayala.
Yeah, I think he beats Ayala. I don't think it's a bonus point here, but I think it's
– no.
I don't think it's close. I'll say that. I don't think there's much more to really say about that match. I think if Ayala was healthy, looked how he did against McKee and Schroeder, then there's a valid point, but I don't think so right now. Mm-mm. Moving down the bracket. Maybe a big one, maybe not really a big one. Pat Glory versus Jacob Camacho. I think Glory bonus is there. Yeah, I don't know. If you have anything to say, just jump in. I mean, I'm just kind of going down the brackets right now. But
I agree there. I think Glory, this is going to be Glory to go.
Yeah, we got Brandon Keller from Oregon State versus Eric Barnett from Wisconsin. I like Brandon Keller a lot. I think he's pretty solid. I just think Barnett looked too good at Big Dens, with the exception of the Suriano match, to drop that.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah.
Then DeAugustino, Giovanni. I think DeAugustino looked incredible.
I think Turakina could knock him off round one. I don't want to call that. I don't know. I may have some PTSD from that Gefeller showing at 20. Oh, God. I think Tarakina can definitely knock off Mastro. I'm not going to say it happens, so I'll just throw Mastro versus DeAugustino. I think DeAugustino dominates.
I agree. I think he honestly looked really, really, really good at Big Ten.
I think he's a guy who just needs to put it together at the right time. He's always been good. I don't think he should have dropped that match to Ayala earlier in the year. Yeah. He got it back at Big Tens, which is – it is what it is. Moving down the bracket to who do you have, Brody Teske or Noah Certain?
Pulling that around. I like Noah Certain there.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
I like Noah Certain to go up against Vito in the next round because, let's be honest, Vito's – he's my pick to win, so I don't see him losing to any of these
Damn it,
guys.
You're not supposed to say that yet.
Well, he's not.
Nah, you're cool, but like I have no certain winning too.
Yeah.
I like Brody Teske. I'm a fan of
him. I think Mizzou looked really good in their conference tournament as well.
I think Noah Certain is a little underseeded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I really think. Did Brody Teske, was he the one who lost to Cardinal in the finals?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Certain plays fourth?
I think, yeah.
Behind Mastro, and the Mastro pulled a 7 because he lost to Cardinal, I want to say.
I think.
I'm just guessing this shit, so don't take anything I say word for word.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I don't think there's any top seeds really go down in the round 16 except for Schroeder, I want to say. And I wouldn't even count because he's not expected to make it that far.
Looking through all these brackets, I think that bottom, that first match, the 15-18 match, I think that's where you're going to get a lot of guys are going to start moving on that, like, we're ranked lower. I think that 15-18 match is going to have a lot of good wrestling there.
Yeah, 100%. That's kind of one spot, 15-18, 16-17. There is a big 16 seed if we look at heavyweight. We're not going to say that yet, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's rough. Yeah. Suriano versus McKee, quarterfinals. I think Suriano majors again.
I agree.
That man is on a mission. It's fucking scary.
He looks insane. I mean, even when he was doing his interviews, like, you could just tell he was locked in at Big Ten.
Bro, majored the dude in the finals, pinned the dude the first beer in the semifinals, and it's like, I could perform better. He knows Vito's coming for him. He knows it's going to be a battle. He's prepared himself for that, and I think he's going to do a good job. The biggest match, Killian Cardinal versus Brandon Courtney. I don't know. I could say Courtney follows me, so I'm going to give it to him, but hopefully he still falls me. I don't fucking know. But I think Cardinal has a very good shot at taking that match. Yeah, but I will give it to Courtney right now in a close one.
Yeah, I like Cardinal there, but you have to, from the past experiences of watching Brandon Courtney wrestle at NCAAs, he always ends up just showing out. So I'm going to say he's going to take it.
Yeah. Big one right here, Pat Glory versus Eric Barnett.
I'm gonna take Glory there. I just think he's gonna be one of those guys that's gonna show up as well. I'm not saying Barnett's that's taking nothing away from him. He had a great showing at Big Tens, so I'm gonna say Barnett's gonna take that.
I want to call Subset here.
You think?
I don't know. Not just because Glory blocked me, but...
Nah, it's because he blocked you.
No. Not even that. Did you see what happened in the EIWA finals? Vito almost teched him.
Yeah. You know,
of course, I believe if a peak Vito is the best guy in this weight class, and it's not close. I will take Glory in a close one, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to take Barnett.
I think Glory's just presents too much physical dominance to lose. No homo. Right. I don't know how that would... No, I don't fucking know. But, so we'll have that there.
D'Agostino.
Vito versus D'Agostino. I think Vito beats him. I think D'Agostino is going to hold a decently respectable match. I'll say
that. I agree. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think Vito takes it.
I think it might be a major, but I don't think it's any crazy blowout.
So
semis, Suriano versus Courtney. No, I think Suriano. I just don't think Courtney presents any X factor there that could take him out.
He could. You never know. He could.
He could. I think Suriano's a big fan.
Anything could happen to any of these guys during this bracket. Mm-hmm. You know, it's wrestling. You could roll wrong and get caught. You know, it's always a mystery till you watch the matches. Yeah. So But I'm going to say confidently Siriano makes it to the finals.
Glory Vito. I'll take Vito again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, the finals of the AWA looked – he just looked insane.
I think the statement Vito made on that one was like, when I lost to Glory, it was a wake-up call that I can't just go out there and just act like I deserve to win.
Yeah.
That was a big-ass turnaround right there. He lost 9-11 in the dual meet, beat him 19-6 in the IWA finals. Yeah. And it was beat down.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
The finals. Siriano versus Vito. I'm not going to say Vito comes out there and is expected to win. Unless I see something throughout the tournament, which I can't say right now. I'm pulling for Vito, though.
I think
can carry this momentum heading into the freestyle scene, Gilman's in trouble. You know, I think their second match at the Olympic Trials Finals was 2-2 on criteria. So he was this close to force the match through. And if he does that, you kind of got to give the momentum to the guy who just won the second match.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm pulling for Vito. I would leave this as a toss-up. You know, Siriano could very well come out there and dominate, or Vito could come put on a clinic. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's either one of those.
Yeah. 133. So let's get the obvious one out of there. Austin DeSanto, 5 seed. I don't want to say it, but Iowa coaches rigged this. They want him to have RBY. I think McGee got screwed, low-key.
Yeah.
Well, let's run through it. First-round matchups, Michael Koliako of Penn versus Ramzan Atasuov of Iowa State. That's a big one. I think they're evenly matched, despite what the seeds say. I think Adesuov showing against DeSanto earlier this year was pretty impressive. Devon Turner of Oregon State versus Joey Oliveri of Rutgers, I think, a decent one. I think those are the only two I really see in the first round. Yeah. So I think Koliako wins the top one and Turner wins the other one. Just going to go with the higher seed there. When it's out. RBY, I think Hayden Drury takes out Coderhant of Navy. 17 over 16, not too big of an upset. I think RBY gets by there with major tech or pin.
Yeah.
Bonus point victory is something.
Bonus points for Penn State.
Yeah, I think with Penn State getting screwed in the seedings, bonus points are going to be huge here, especially on the backside and not having Creighton Edsel here, who could have, I think, scraped together at least a round 16 finish.
Yeah.
Do we know how many people Michigan qualified? They qualified 10? I don't know if they qualified 49.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, I don't even know who their 49-pounder is.
Yeah, I think the biggest factor in them winning was Micic taking fourth.
Yeah, 100%.
I think Amin beating Brooks is another thing you can't really rely on. I think same thing goes, Penn State said can't rely on beating Amin for the team title. Has to be decided in the Wrestlebacks there.
Yeah, they did qualify 9.
They didn't qualify 49?
Yeah, they did not qualify 149.
That's good for Penn State.
Yeah, even it out.
I think Bartlett, I'll talk about him next, but I think he has a path where if he peaks, he's deadly.
Yeah.
But the second round, Koliako versus Foley. I'm going to take Foley in that one. Could see an upset there. I will take Foley of Michigan State. I think he gets himself back on the podium this year.
Yeah, definitely.
5 seed DeSanto versus Mickey Phillippe. that's a rough second matchup for DeSanto. I don't think he has any problem winning unless Philly pulls some slicky shit out of nowhere. I think DeSanto could very well pull a bonus there. Wouldn't bet on a bonus, though. Move down, though. We have Corbin Myers of Virginia Tech versus Brock Hutkins of Indiana. Give it to Myers.
Yeah.
I like Hutkins. I think he's one of the better guys on the Indiana team after Washington.
Yeah.
Definitely can give that to Myers there. And then we have Michael McGee versus Kyle Biscoglia of UNI. I think McGee wins that. No problems.
Yeah.
After McGee versus Dylan Ragsdon is like, ooh, this dude's a threat. He did lose to RBY decently, pretty handily, like 6-1, 6-2 at the collegiate duel. So hold that as what you will. I still think he makes a solid run here.
Yeah.
Devon Turner of Oregon State, Dylan Ragsdon. I'm going to give that to Ragsdon.
Yeah.
I think that's very well, some upset potential, possibly. But I wouldn't call it. Then we have a Lucas Bird versus Chris Cannon. I'm going to give that to Bird.
Yeah, definitely.
I do not see the Russell back brackets here, so I can't really run through that, but I think Bird versus DeSanto rematch might go down for third place if that lines up or somewhere in the backside. Yeah, 2C Dayton Fix versus Kyrie of NC State. Fix, I don't think he has any problems. I think it looks great this season.
No, 100%.
Let's run to the quarterfinals. RBY versus, I'm still going to hang on to the Ravon Foley pick over Koliako. I think RBY is no problem. I think Foley kind of presents a style which is like more athletic in a sense. I think Foley beat Baylor Shunk 7-2.
Yeah.
Shunk is Penn State's backup 125. So I'm just going to put that out there. I don't know if RBY can pull a major, though. That may be a big question. DeSanto versus Myers. I'll give DeSanto a major, to be honest.
I still think that Mickey Phillippe could cost some. Just he could do something crazy.
He's going to wreck shit. Whether that's on the winner's side or the back side, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he gets back on the podium. Not back on a podium, actually on a podium for the first time. Crazy enough, he hasn't. I think he's one of three Dayton Fixes. One of three people to ever be Dayton Fix in college, I think.
Yeah.
The other two are Soriano and RBY. Mm-hmm. I think DeSanto pulling a major over Myers is going to be huge if Iowa actually wants to win with all their injuries and stuff. Then we have McGee versus Ragsdon. I don't think McGee gets a major this time around. Last time it was 10-0 at that flow event. I think McGee puts it on him decently. I'll give him like, I think he wins by like 4 or 5. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bird versus Fix.
Fix 100%.
You think so? Dude, I don't know. I think a guy that's more passive like Dayton Fix leaves Lucas Bird to possibly open something up.
He looked good against DeSanto, though.
Fix is calculated. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like DeSanto just mindlessly dives in on shots, which is like you can't really call stalling there because he's just shooting off the whistle every single time. Like, what do you want Fix to just shoot off the whistle and like headbutt the fuck out of each other?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll give it to Fix. I think that's a close one, though. RBY versus DeSanto. Could go either way. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think RBY looked really good the couple times before the Big Tens, and then at Big Tens, I think
RBY is dealing with some stuff because I don't see – I think RBY is like you can't wrestle DeSanto on your toes. You got to be like back on your heels in a sense. Unless you're Dayton Fix and you're just going to beat him with straight horsepower like that. I think going to the bottom half, Michael McGee versus Dayton Fix. I think Fix puts it on him.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. They're going to finals. We'll say I'm going to be completely honest. I have Dayton Fix winning. I'm going to say that.
Yeah,
a lot of people are going to get defensive because RBY beat him in overtime, all that shit. I think Fix has been the one common component in 133 that hasn't had a really competitive match yet. I think he gets done no matter who's there.
Yeah, I agree. I think anybody, whoever gets to the finals at 33 facing Fix, I think Fix is going to just put it on him.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to put it on, but I think he definitely – I don't see that man losing in the national finals a third time. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, like, if he does, just get the fuck out of college. Like, you have a fantastic – you're going to do more on the senior level than anybody in this weight class.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And, you know, honestly, what's the point? Like, going for a national title when he could be going for a world title. Mm-hmm. He only lost to Abizgazi Magomedov 4-1, and with Russia out now, it's like you're the best guy in the world at that weight.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have Fix winning. I think it's a toss-up between those three guys any day. I think McGee could wreck some shit. I don't see it happening personally, so I'm just going to leave it at that. 141's a big one. Obviously, we did not see the two matches I wanted to see at this weight class with Nickley, Jaden Ironman, Big Ten Finals. Ironman forfeited. Jaden Ironman versus Sebastian Rivera. Sebastian Rivera forfeited. Yeah, Ironman wrestled one match.
Yeah.
So I was being told that Ironman was going to forfeit to Rivera, but Rivera forfeited first. So Ironman just went out there and took the forfeit. I think they're both actually injured. Like, I'm not going to say Ironman was ducking Lee because I don't think – it doesn't make any sense to say
that. Oh, I don't think so either. I agree 100%. Yeah. I think there was something definitely up with both of them.
A loss to Lee wouldn't hurt a seed. And that's why that makes no sense. And, like, Rivera lost to Ironman doesn't hurt your seed either. The only way that would hurt somebody's seed is if Ironman lost to Rivera, which would probably knock him down below three. So, Lee, one seed. I think Kinner of Ryder, formerly Ohio State, wrestling a former teammate in D'Amelio. I think Kinner gets that win there. I have one first round match I want to talk about. I'm going to see if there's anything else. Ian Parker versus Parker Filius. Parker Filius knocked off Chad Red. Ian Parker didn't have the greatest showing at Big 12. I think we could see an upset there. I would not say anything too crazy about that. Chad Red, Dresden Simon, first round. That's a bloodbath. I'm going to give it to Red. I think he gets back on track, though. Keyson Clark, Ryan Jack. Keyson Clark beat Chad Red. Ryan Jack almost pinned Jaden Ironman. That's a good one. I'm going to give that to Keyson Clark, though. Yeah. I like watching that guy wrestle a lot for UNC. I think he's extremely athletic. I think he's a transfer from American. So that's a good one. First round match, pretty obvious. I want to talk about Stevan Mijic versus Allen Hart.
I never thought there'd be a day I'd see Stevan Mijic, a 24 seed in the NCAA.
Oh, my God, dude. I respect that he didn't go down to 33.
Yeah. When the seedings came out, I was like, wow.
Because as much as people want to show on him, he's preparing for 2024. This year means nothing to him. Right. So we'll just leave that there. I think Mijic, I think Allen Hart has a style that might get exposed by Mijic a little bit. But I like Allen Hart. I'm going to take Mijic an upset there, in quotes. It's not really an upset, but crazy enough, Mijic is the most accomplished dude in this weight class. He's 24 seed. Fucking Olympian. so just talk about round two matches. Kinner versus Lee. Lee by decision, just like last time. Mijic versus, I think, Grant Willis versus Carter Young. I think Willis can take that one in the close one. That's just the first round matchup I didn't talk about. I don't know, though. I will take Grant Willits over Stevan Mijic, knocking him back into the consolations. I think Mijic kind of looks to burn out a little bit after matches. Alirez versus CJ Composto. I'm a big fan of CJ Composto ever since high school. He wrestled in New Jersey. Never won a state title, but one of the better guys there.
Yeah.
I think he can pull that upset, but I think Lira's looked too solid to really to lose, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ian Parker takes out Parker Phillips in round one, faces Real Woods, and then Real Woods puts it on him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's too bad. I wouldn't say bonus, but I think he puts it on him. Sebastian Rivera versus Chad Red's a really good one. I don't know how injured Rivera is, but assuming he's not, I'll take Rivera. If he is, Chad Red had a good showing against Jaden Ironman. Kinda, he did shit the bed in Big Tens. I could see a possible upset there. Matt Casimir of Columbia. He beats somebody to win the EIWA. Trying to remember who it was. He beat CJ Composto of Penn in the finals in the EIWA. Composto was my pick to win. I think it was a close match. He will have Cole Matthews. I think Matthews dogs him. I've been very high on Cole Matthews. I like what he's been doing for Pitt. Clay Carlson versus Jacob Berglund. I'll give it to Carlson. There's too much to talk about there. I think Berglund pulled the seed with his two wins over Mijic, pretty much. And then I don't think Ironman loses to Keyson Clark. I think Ironman's been able to just sneak by.
Yeah.
Quarterfinal matchups. Nick Lee, decision over Grant Willits. Nick Lee got kind of screwed low-key.
Yeah.
Not in the sense that I think he's going to lose, but more in the sense that he's not going to bonus that good.
No, and that's what Penn State needed him to do.
I think he's going to turn it up. I think he might be able to pull Major over Kinner. Kinner's tough, dude. Kinner ended Rivera's 100% bonus, right?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. I'll take Lee, though. Alirez versus Woods. A lot of people are high on Alirez. I'm still taking Woods to win this one. I think he looked great against Willits, who pinned him earlier in the year off of, like, a flash touch pin. He majored him in the Pac-12 finals, I want to say.
Yeah.
Rivera versus Matthews. I'm going to call the upset.
You think Matthews?
Rivera's injured bad. He looked bad at least. I'm taking Matthews with the upset. I didn't want to do this, but I'm taking Matthews with the upset. I'm going to get so much shit for this. Assuming people actually watch our podcast or listen to this shit. Yeah. I think Ironman versus Carlson could be a possible upset there if Ironman does have a torn ACL. Yeah. I'm going to say Nick Lee versus Real Woods. I think that's a procession bout. I think Woods keeps it competitive. Don't think he can win this one. Ironman versus Matthews. I'm just going to give it to Ironman. I don't think Ironman loses to anybody but Nick Lee. Yeah. That being said, I don't know how much the torn ACL is going to impact him. I don't know how bad it's torn. I don't know how much he can heal up in 2 weeks. That becomes the main issue. And then I give Delay over Ironman. Mm-hmm. I think he was dominant the first time. Ironman kind of just caught that one takedown, erased Ryan time perfectly, and then gave up a quick ass takedown overtime. That's what it was. But yeah, my champs, Nick Lee, I think most people would agree on this one. Unless you're still a Sebastian Rivera stan. Sorry, I'm going down early. $149. Yanni's a top seed, as expected. I don't know if people expect this, but Tariq Wilson's a 2 seed. I kind of saw this happening. After the Big Tens, with Austin Gomez pulling the upset, he claims a 3 seed. Pretty good seed for him. Sasso at the 4. Kyle Parko at the 5. Jonathan Milner, who I don't think is talked about enough from the SoCon, is at the 6. Josh Heil, also from the SoCon, at the 7. Max Murin at the 8. I don't know how to feel about that. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Max Murin is just one of those guys. He's just, you know, him and Jacob Warner, I feel like they both are just, and Caleb Young, those three guys right there from Iowa, they're either really, really good or they're just middle of the pack. And I think they either show up and they do really well or they're just kind of there.
I'm going to say something. Murin doesn't place. Okay. Caden Gefeller, the 9 seed, looked solid at Big 12s.
Yeah.
Bryson Donia, 11, is a decent one. Ridge Lovett at 10. Lovett versus Abbas, first round, a big one. I'll take a Lovett there. I think most people will.
Yeah.
Yaya Thomas pulled the 19 seed. Didn't place the Big 10s. Rough. He's going to have Josh Fine-Silver. I will take Yaya Thomas in that one.
I agree.
Okay, so round two, I think Jared Deegan, 17 seed, beats 16 seed. Willie McDougd. Yanni, I don't think has any problem winning that one. Probably puts a major on Deegan.
Yeah.
Caden Gefeller versus Max Murin. I'm going to take Gefeller in this one, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's where Murin loses, is right there.
I think Murin beat him last time, but.
Yeah, he did.
I will take Gefeller getting this one back. He's out for redemption, dude. That 2019 tournament was horrendous. Going 0-2 is a 7 seed. Then gets back on track. He's going to get shut down next round, which is what it is. Kyle Parko versus Mike Van Brill. I will take Parko on this one, but I think it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
Bartlett versus Sasso. This match has been historically closer than it really should have been in the past. Is this where Bartlett breaks through? Okay, let's just say Bo does win this match. He's going to theoretically have Parko, who he does have a win over, in overtime. Okay. Then he would have Yanni, who majored him, which is where he's out. But I'll give Sasso. I think history repeats itself. Sasso takes his win. I think it's close again.
And, you know, if I would have seen this set of this match right here in high school, I would have went completely opposite of what you just said. If this was high school still, I'd pick Bo Bartlett all the way.
Oh, 100%.
But I think Sasso came into Ohio State and just evolved from where he was at from high school.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
And I think, I agree with him taking a win over Bartlett. But at the same time, what you said earlier, Bartlett can turn it on, and he's kind of left everybody wondering, you know, what is he fully really capable of?
When he gets back to 141.
Yeah.
He might just be contender at 41. I don't know. Watch those matches with Nick Lee in the room might be 2-1 matches. I don't know.
They might. Yeah, you never know.
Austin Gomez versus Yaya Thomas, a big round two matchup. Definitely upset potential there. I will take Gomez. I loved his performance. I think he's the one most people are talking about.
Him versus Ridge Lovett, he just went out there like a dog. And he just took over. I mean, he went out there, got straight in his face, and I mean, locked up the throw and just launched him and stuck him. I mean, what, it was 20 seconds?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was wild.
Third fastest pin in Big Ten history at the Big Ten tournament. I mean, he really showed everybody there and then moves on to the finals and beats Sasso. I mean, he kind of
dominated Sasso. Three takedowns to one, and they were all given up based off his exchanges. I'm going to put that out there.
He just showed up to win at Big Tens. I mean, I think he had a lot of fight in him from everything that happened to him during the season, you know, with all the Iowa fans and everything going on with that. I think he really is just, he's coming out to show everybody you know, he's the real deal. So I'm definitely going to take.
I love how there was talk about Muren majoring Gomez after he beat Iowa's backup 3-2. Then he comes out there and literally bitches Sasso, pretty much.
Lovett. I mean, you can't forget Ridge Lovett.
It's
very good.
Lovett went to overtime with Yanni.
Yeah, and Gomez pinned him in 20 seconds.
Oh, God, bro. Okay. Jonathan Milner versus Bryce Ndonian. I'm going to take Ndonian in this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Ndonian. That was just awkward-ass silence.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next one, Josh Heil versus Ridge Lovett. I think Lovett gets it back. There's nothing more to talk about here.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Legend Lamer, Cal Poly, makes it to Tariq Wilson in round two. Michael Block is 31 seed, dude.
I know. I saw that, too. I was like, wow.
Holy shit, bro. That seed, like... I feel bad, dude, because every time Michael Block's name gets brought up on Flow Radio Live, Ben Askren just starts shitting on the man. And I'm just like, dude, it's rough out here. But I think Tariq takes care of him. I think Tariq takes care of Lamer. Quarters. Yanni versus Gefeller is what it is. Hopefully Caden can get it done in the blood round.
It's definitely a Yanni match.
Parker versus Sasso. I think Sasso takes that one pretty handily.
I agree.
Gomez versus Ndonian.
Gomez.
There's nothing to talk about there. Lovett versus Wilson. I'll give it to Tariq.
Yeah. I agree there as well.
I don't think there's much to talk about in these matches except for Lovett versus Tariq. Yeah. I still think Tariq gets that.
I agree with you there. Yeah. Tariq takes that one.
Yanni versus Sasso. I'll give that to Yanni again. I don't think there's much Sasso can really change. You just get out Yanni. Don't fucking know.
Yeah. But Yanni is just, he's one of a kind.
Yeah. Gomez versus Tariq Wilson.
I'm taking Austin Gomez. I think Austin Gomez is here to make it to the finals.
Bro, Tariq Wilson is fucking hungry, dude. He wants it.
But I think
Austin Gomez. This is a one where I'm torn on.
This is a hard one.
I'm gonna take Tariq Wilson. If
I was betting money, I would definitely not bet on this match because it's a toss-up. It could go either way.
I'm gonna take Tariq Wilson in this one. I definitely think my pick might change when I'm actually watching the tournament.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't pick Gomez to win originally at 49 for Big Tens, but going to the finals, I would pick Gomez. But finals, Yanni versus Tariq Wilson. Yanni. Or Yanni versus Austin Gomez. Let's play that in your case, too. If Yanni wrestles Tariq Wilson, I think Yanni takes him. I think he's just better. If Yanni wrestles Gomez, let's say Gomez goes out there and just pins him with a throw.
That's a lot. I don't think Yanni
shutting gets down thrown. The four-peat.
But I really don't think Yanni gets thrown.
I don't know. Something in my mind just doesn't feel right about Sirachi being able to be a five-timer, Ferrari being able to be a four-timer, Brooks being able to be a four-timer. And Yanni being able to be a four-timer. I feel like one of them has, and Spencer Lee too, I feel like one of them has to get shut down.
Yeah, but I don't think something. This is the year.
I think we all know which one's most likely to get shut down.
Yeah.
But I'll take Yanni to win here. I'm just thinking, like, hypotheticals. Like, I've seen some crazy shit, dude. Moving up to 157 pounds. Brady Berge, 16 seed. What the fuck? That is horrendous.
Hey,
that's terrible.
We're just gonna roll with it. The Penn State.
And the thing is, he has Hunter Willits first round.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Austin O'Connor 11 seed, dude.
And the worst part is Brady Breeze gets gets Willits and then gets David Carr in the next round.
Oh my god, dude. Oh my, that's fucking horrible.
Imagine you beat Carr. Imagine you go.
And the problem is Caleb Young pulled the 9 seed. He beat Caleb Young the last two times they wrestled. But a loss to Will Lewan puts him down there.
Yeah.
Didn't he beat Caleb Young twice? Did Young forfeit out for the fourth match?
Yeah, he gave him the forfeit out. Yeah, he beat
him. That is horrendous.
I don't know how he plays so much higher than him.
Oh my god. I think it's a three-horse race here. I think we all know what's happening with Carr, Deacon, Teamer.
I don't know. Quincy Mundy, he could cause some problems too, though.
Yes, I'll give you that. Yes.
I think Quincy Mundy he's pretty good.
I had, what's his name? From Lehigh.
Austin O'Connor. I forgot Austin O'Connor's the 11th seed. Like,
where's Josh Humphries at?
He's the 7.
That's a dude to keep your eye on.
Yeah, so he'll have
defense. I think I like defensive pinned or something. EIWAs. That's what I had him winning EIWAs over Monday.
But he has to wrestle a very tough Peyton Robb.
Yeah. Okay, let's just start this off. I'll take Berge over Willits. I'll take Caleb Young over Doug Zeff. Jared Jacquez versus Will Lewan. I think if the same Lewan I saw at Big Ten shows up, I think Lewan has no problem taking that. Quincy Mundy pulls the 5 seed. Conor Brady, Virginia Tech. I don't think Mundy has too much of a problem there. Chase Soldate at the 21 seed. You could say he hasn't lived up to it in college, but it is what it is there. He has Jacob Wright of Wyoming. I'll give it to Wright. Justin Thomas of Oklahoma versus Elijah Cleary of Pitt. I'll give it to Justin Thomas. Michael Petit of Buffalo versus Ed Scott. We'll give that to Ed Scott based on his performance knocking off Austin O'Connor in the ACC Finals 3-2. Fantastic match. Post on my Instagram. You should go check it out. He has Dijon Casto from the Citadel round 1. Give that to O'Connor, obviously. Ja'Cory Teamer has Hunter Richards of Cornell first round. Give it to Teamer. Kendall Coleman has the 19th seed. Jake Keyes, the 14th seed. I'll say Coleman pulls the upset. I don't think that's an upset, but I think Coleman takes it. Another two guys I was very impressed by this season. Jared Franek of North Dakota State. He took it to Soldate at the Southern Scuffle, I want to say. Garrett Model. Put it on Brayton Lee. It was injured Brayton Lee, so I'll take that as what you will. Brayton Lee's out for seasons. That's definitely a huge loss to this weight class. You have Josh Humphries at 7 versus Ben Barton. Take Humphries pretty easily. Peyton Robb versus Marcus Hartman. I'll take Peyton Robb. Johnny Lovett versus Andrew Carniglia. I'll take Carniglia at the 18th. Take out 15. Wyatt Sheets 31, dude.
Carniglia is a stud. He looked really good at his conference as well.
Yeah.
Why is he 31? I'm shocked.
I don't get how this happens, but then Mastro pulls 7, which that's what doesn't make sense to me. Maybe because it went over Yabara, but that doesn't make too much sense. But looking forward to round 2, Carr versus Berge. If Berge really is that guy, this is going to be where to prove it. That's all I have to say. Yeah, that's all there is. Caleb Young versus Will Lewan. I'm going to give it to Caleb
Young. You got to take Will Lewan.
I'm going to give it to Caleb Young. Yep.
I'm going to give it to Will Lewan.
As much as I'm a Penn State fan, wants to see Iowa lose, I'm going to give that to Caleb Young. I think he might have Lewan's. Dude, I didn't think Lewan was going to do that good. Huh?
In the Iowa-Michigan duel, did Lewan beat?
They didn't have a duel. That's the problem.
Oh, they didn't have a
duel. Paris versus Castillo is yet to go down.
Yeah.
That's low-key pissing me off, but Quincy Monday versus Jacob Reynolds, Soldate, Monday Dust. Justin Thomas versus Ed Scott. I'll take Ed Scott. Corey Teamer versus Kendall Coleman. I think that's a fun match. But I think Teamer is just that step ahead of him.
Yeah.
Austin O'Connor versus number 6 Jared Frannick. I'll take O'Connor there. Yep. Josh Humphries versus Peyton Robb. I will take Josh Humphries.
Yeah.
All right. You're rocking with it?
Yeah.
Andrew Cernaglia versus Ryan Deacon. Deacon's the guy. I don't think there's too much here. I think the match to watch is obviously going to be Kendall Coleman versus Ja'Cory Teamer. Should that go down? Mm-hmm. I think Quincy Monday versus Jacob Reda-Chase-Odate is also a good match to watch. Caleb Young versus Willow on. The most meaningful match, obviously, but probably not going to be too entertaining to watch. David Garr versus Brady Berge.
I just wish Berge got a better seed.
Where would I put Berge? I'd put Berge at 9.
Yeah, if you gave Berge 9, he would have to...
I still don't like that Luan rematch.
No.
I think Luan... I have a lot of respect for Luan now. I was talking, saying, like, he wouldn't be close. But, dude, he fucking shocked me. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward to the quarterfinals. David Garr versus Caleb Young. This is where Young goes down, I think, obviously. Garr's been able to just, like, pick him apart.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy Monday versus Ed Scott. Ed Scott took him out last time.
Yeah.
Ed Scott hype is real. I'm rocking with Ed Scott.
I'll agree with you. I'll take Ed Scott there.
Ja'Cory Teamer versus Austin O'Connor. Dude, I don't know. Yeah, I think Teamer can get a little bit sloppy at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think O'Connor is more technically sound than anyone in this weight class, except for maybe.
Who are O'Connor's two losses?
Peyton Robb
mm-hmm.
and Ed Scott.
Okay.
He tried to headlock Ed Scott.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, not a very good idea. But the first comment I got there is like, do you really try to headlock the upper body king?
Yeah, no, I'll take Teamer, though.
I don't know if I like this upset or not.
I don't like it either. So I'm gonna roll with Teamer to keep it going.
Fuck it, I'll take Teamer. Humphries versus Deacon. I think Deacon's kind of just getting too big. He shuts down those styles pretty quickly.
He is insanely big for 50s.
Carr versus Ed Scott.
Nah, Carr. David Carr is that guy.
I'm rocking with that. I'll take David Carr. Corey Teamer versus Ryan Deacon.
Deacon's that guy.
I'm rocking with Deacon too. I like Teamer. So, I'm scared about that match.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'll roll with Carr Deacon in the finals.
This is the match I've been waiting for.
I agree.
Finals. I think this is what a lot of people are looking forward to. Is Carr truly that guy? Or was it just because Deacon choked? Got caught. Call whatever you want. He wasn't there in the finals. You can go first.
I'm going to go with it's time to shine for Ryan Deacon. I think it's his turn to take this one home.
Dude, I'm going
to
feel so bad if David Carr watches this and unfollows me. Deacon's the fucking man, dude. This is Deacon's time, dude. He was one... Dude went to Criteria with James Green twice in a row. Has a win over James Green.
He does, yeah.
Carr beat him once, I think, in freestyle. And Deacon got that back right after. It was 9-3, I think, the last time the wrestled in folk style. I think Carr's athleticism gets shut down. Deacon's athleticism explosiveness might present a problem. I think we see Deacon lose. It's not going to be David Carr. It's going to be a Ja'Cory Teamer. Or Austin O'Connor.
Yeah. Either of those.
I'm going to take Deacon, though. I'm probably going to eat that shit pretty quickly. Same thing with the veto pick if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You already know. 165. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's time for him to get his title. The number one seed, Evan Wick from Cal Poly. Two, we have Keegan O'Toole from.
I think it's between Wick and O'Toole. I think people are on the O'Toole hype train. I just don't think he's wrestled level of competition yet. But I will say this, every time I've said that, I'm wrong.
But then you have
Gable in Tokyo.
You have Marinelli, Hamidi, and Griffith that are also in the bracket. So, like,
oh my God,
you can't count out Shane Griffith. Yeah, you can't count out Shane Griffith. You can't count out Marinelli. Like, they're both great wrestlers. I mean, Griffith, not returning national champ. Alex Marinelli, who's been very close. I mean, he's
not he's nationals, but
not a nationals, but
oh my God, that was a dickhead thing.
He's been in national champs before, but he's never made it there.
Yeah. I don't think first round matches, is there anything good? Thomas Bullard versus Zach Hartman. I'll take Hartman in that one though.
Yeah.
I like Carson Karchlo versus Luger Zeron. I don't think it's close, though. I like both. I'm a fan of both those guys, though.
Yeah.
Austin Yan versus Anthony Valencia, who pulled in that large bid.
Yeah.
I think Valencia lost, like, 3-2 to O'Toole.
Yeah, he did.
No, he got pinned.
No, he did get pinned, yeah.
They were tied, too, which is, like, yeah, O'Toole was, like, a danger factor. I don't know if Wick makes him pay with scrambling, just his length, or like, I don't know. I like Keegan O'Toole though. I think if he doesn't win this year, after Wick's gone, he's walking the weight class.
Yeah, I agree.
Evan Wick, I think Brian Mayer. I don't fucking know. I think Evan Wick advances either way.
Either way, Evan Wick's going.
Yeah, I think Peyton Hall wins that first match, setting a matchup with Philip Conigliaro. What do you got? I'll take Peyton Hall. I like that guy's style. Griffith, I think he gets past Kale Carlson. I think Hartman gets past Thomas Bullard.
Yeah.
Griffith can't shit the bed here. That's all I'm going to say. Hartman did beat Willick 5-0.
Yeah.
But Willick's also injured, so I don't know how to take those matches into account. I'll give Griffith the win, though.
Yeah.
Ramirez at a 13, setting up a matchup with Dean Hamidi in the second round. This matchup didn't go too well first time.
No.
I don't think it's going to go too well a second time.
Don't
think it's a pin. I think it's still a decision win. But Hamidi's fucking dangerous, dude.
He's so young, too.
Down to the bottom half of the bracket, Marinelli, I'll have to give him the win in the first round match. Faces Justin McCor, Joshua Ogunsenyo. We'll say Ogunsenyo wins that match. I'll give Marinelli the win there. I think Cameron Amin wins his first round match, and Isaac Olejnik of NIU wins his first round match. I give the win to Amin. Setting up a rematch in the quarterfinals, Big Ten Finals. I'll give Karchel the win over Ravano round one. I'll give Wenzel the win over Ayler Lockhaven round one. Karchel versus Wenzel. This is a very interesting match to me.
I was going to say that's
Karchel won it when it happened. Do you see anything any different here?
No, I'm going to roll with Karchel there. I think he's there.
Yeah. You know. I think Wenzel could definitely play together. I liked what he did in the ACC finals. I think Valencia beats Austin Yant.
Yeah.
That's Keegan O'Toole. I'm not going to count out Valencia's dangerous factor. He can do it. He's beating Griffith before. He can do this. If O'Toole is going to win this, if he does win this, there is no doubt that he's the guy.
No.
Looking at the matchups like he's going to have.
He's got to beat Caleb Fish from Michigan State first.
Of course. I don't know, man.
I just, like, sitting here, like, looking at
I'm a fan of Caleb Fish, though.
Yeah, he's not.
I think best case for O'Toole, Yant beats Valencia. Wenzel beats Karchula. Amin beats Marinelli.
Yeah.
And then he faces Griffith in the finals. It's probably the best case scenario for him.
Yeah.
But moving on to the quarterfinals, Evan Wick versus, I'll give Peyton Hall the win over Conigliera. So I'll take Evan Wick to win that one again. Griffith versus Hamedi.
Oh, Griffith.
I'm from New Jersey. I want to pick Griffith, but you can go first. I'll give you my pick.
I'm going to go with Hamedi. I think he's young. He's passionate. He's going for his first time at the NCAA tournament. I'm going to take Hamedi.
And true freshman winning, dude. It scares me. True
freshman. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I think that trend ends this year.
You think?
I think it does. I'll take Shane Griffith. Yeah, I'll take Shane Griffith.
Like I said, you can't count out the top five guys from the bracket.
Yeah.
Some would even say you could go as far down as the top seven to include Amin and Kartula. Like, these are all guys who could make it to the semis, to the finals.
Ramirez is just sitting there at 13.
Yeah, that as well.
If he knocks off Mitty, we got a problem, because who won that last matchup between Griffith and... This is the tournament. This is the weight class to watch the bottom, watch the back half.
Yeah, 165 is really, really, really packed with guys.
I'm going to give Griffith the win, though. I think you have a Mitty. That's fine. Marinelli versus Amin. Does it happen?
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I think I'm going to give Marinelli the win there.
Really?
Yeah, I think
Marinelli's going to. I don't want it to happen, dude. But it was 2-1. All Amin needs is one move. Amin looks like he's improving since his rut at the beginning of the season when he lost like Bergie and stuff at 165. Like, that can't happen.
No. That's brackish.
I want to say Marinelli so bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, who knows? This could be Marinelli's tournament that he's been looking for his whole career.
I don't see any way that – the thing is, every other year he's been the best guy in the bracket.
And he loses.
This year, I'm just not sure about it.
That's what I'm saying. I think this year, because he's not the best guy in the bracket, this is the year where he goes for it.
I'm going to give him the win over Kevin Mean.
I agree.
Kartula versus O'Toole. This, I think, is the more dangerous match than Marinelli for him. Because it's not like O'Toole is not like a guy who's going to just be in your face.
No, I'm going to take O'Toole there over Kartula.
Yeah. I think it's competitive.
I agree, think yeah.
Kartula looks like rough right now. I don't know if he's just like burnt out or injured, but there's something with him. Evan Wick versus Dean Hamedi for you, Shane Griffith for me. Does he make it a fourth one?
I'm going to go with Wick.
I'm going to go with Wick too.
Yeah.
I think this is his time.
Yeah. So we're going to
Marinelli versus O'Toole.
O'Toole.
You don't think there's a possibility?
Hey.
Bro, the thing is, I think from every aspect, O'Toole is a better wrestler. Except for the fact that he's like, he has the physical development of like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Bro, I sound such a fucking dick saying that. Holy shit.
Marinelli
has like the build of like literally like, he looks like a midget Brian Shaw.
Because he is a grown man.
He's like a midget Brian Shaw.
Yeah, he's huge.
Oh, my God. That's actually like a crazy good comparison, too. The bald head and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I think it's big for Marinelli is if his wife is there yelling at him during his match, then I will for sure pick Marinelli. But if she's not, I'm going to take O'Toole.
I think this tournament might be drawn out for Marinelli to win.
It could be.
Because I think if he just beats the living crap out of O'Toole physically, O'Toole can't shoot.
Yeah.
And if he can't shoot and he gets on top, I don't know if O'Toole can get out. Yeah. I don't think O'Toole can hold him down. Then he's just going to get stall calls on him. And then who's he probably going to see in the finals? Evan Wick. And who has the track record on that?
Meridelli does.
Yeah.
Oh,
I made sure to post the one that Wick won 16-3.
Good. Good. Like, I
really want to say Marinelli can win this one, but I can't make a convincing case for it. But if he does win, I am posting this entire clip and it is going fucking viral.
Yeah. Like I said, if his wife's there on the sidelines, he wins.
Yeah, 100%. But that being said, O'Toole wins. O'Toole claps. But
yeah.
Finals, Evan Wick versus Keegan O'Toole.
Yeah, I'm going to take. This is a tough one. Like I said, when I introduced the weight class, I think it's Evan Wick's time. I think he went through it at Wisconsin. He goes to Cal Poly. I think this is his last season?
Yep.
It's his last season wrestling in college. I think it's time for Evan Wick to take home a national championship for Cal Poly.
Would it be their first?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Have a look.
Both of these guys follow me, so don't take this personally if you see it. Evan Wick wins over Keegan O'Toole. 5-1 in the national finals.
Evan Wick was on our podcast, too.
Evan Wick was on our podcast. That might be influencing your picks a bit, but I'm trying to, like... This week could go, like, one of six ways, dude. I don't know. I'm just going to take the easy way out and pick the one seed. Oh, we got a good one here at 174. Holy shit. Oh, for real, dude. O'Malley pulled the 8 seed.
Yeah.
And Labriola's a 9. Oh, my God. Starachi 1. Makai Lewis 2.
Massive.
Logan Massa 3, Hayden Hiley 4, Michael Kemmerer 5, Dustin Platt 6, Ethan Smith 7, Michael O'Malley 8, Mikey Labriola 9, Clay Lau at 10, bro, Peyton Mako at 11, the fuck? Who's at 12? Where those 12 seed at? Cade DeVos at 12, Matt Feinsilver at 13, Chris Foca at 14. My 15. Anthony Mantanon really at 15. Adam Kemp, literally Lee Kemp's son at 16. Nick and Contrera is insane too. And that's kind of where we end off. Nice. That's fucking crazy.
This is another one where like the top five guys could win it. You have Strachey,
it's just top five. I think it's like top nine.
Yeah. It's Ethan Smith, Plott, O'Malley. Like
I don't like Plott being up there.
This is another one. Insanely.
And I don't agree with Clay Lott being as low as he is.
But.
Okay, round one. I think Adam Kemp takes on Nick and Contrera. Labriola wins over Joel Devine. Michael O'Malley versus Garrett Nijenhuis. Garrett Nijenhuis, oh my God. I'll give it to O'Malley, though. Kemmerer over Benjamin Pasuk of Army. Cade DeVos over Bailey O'Reilly. Matt Feinsilver over Hayden Hastings. Hayden Hiley over Jay Nivison. Logan Mass over Jacob Nolan. Chris Folk over Thomas Flitz. Peyton Mock over Mason Kaufman. Dustin Platt over Sal Perrine. Ethan Smith over Tyler Eichens. Clay Lau over Troy Fisher. Anthony Mannone over Lance Runyon. Mikhail Lewis over Dennis Robin.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Maybe a couple ones. The seeds that
really I don't matter. I agree 100%.
Curtis Taraji knocks off Adam Kemp. I'll take O'Malley over Labriola.
What? No.
You're not rocking with that one?
No. Not a chance.
Labriola 8 versus 9.
I know. I think Labriola takes that, though. And I think Labriola could do some damage in this bracket.
I don't know, dude. His performance shut down low-key.
Epic 10s.
Nah, bro. I'm rocking with my boy O'Malley for that one.
I'm gonna rock with.
I don't think it matters, to be completely honest, but I'm rocking with him.
Oh, no, he does it because Carter Starachi's the next match.
So. Yeah, but I will take him. Kemmerer might go down to Cade DeVos. I don't think it happens, so I'll take Kemmerer, but I don't know how injured he is. He's breaking down.
I know. I was gonna say he's got the big leg brace, the big arm brace. Like he's in he's like medical taped together during these matches. Like, like I don't know. I even when I was watching it like with my friends and stuff, we were all like, he's not wrestling the same as when he's healthy.
Yeah, it's rough. Matt Feinsilver gets clapped by Hayden Hively. Chris Foca versus Logan Mattison could be a big upset too.
It could be. Foca's he's really good.
Foca went like 2-1 with Makai Lewis and Carter Cerracci.
Mm-hmm.
O'Malley shit on Foca. Bro, if O'Malley beats Labriola, I'm coming for your head. Just remember that after that statement.
I think Labs.
And that's getting said to every single coach I know in New Jersey.
Go ahead. Let them know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm a Mikey Labriola guy.
Mm-hmm. Is he from PA? Where's he from?
No, he's from PA. Really? Yeah, he's from, I think he's actually near where I go to school at, I think. I think
Peyton Mako can take out Dustin Plott.
Yeah. I agree.
I like Plott though, so I'm gonna take him. I mean, it's possible though. It's Ethan Smith versus Clay Lout. Give it to Smith.
Yeah.
Makai Lewis versus Anthony Mann. No, I give it to Makai.
Oh, 100%.
Well, Starachi versus either Labriola or Mick O'Malley. I'll take Starachi. I think Labriola is kind of worn down a bit.
Starachi's taking either of those guys.
O'Malley's fucking Texas gangster if you saw that video.
Yeah.
No, I might launch a shit. I don't know. I wouldn't say anything about it, but I've seen crazy shit. Kemmerer versus Hively. That's where Kemmerer goes down.
Yeah.
I think. Kemmerer beat Ethan Smith 5-4. I think Kemmerer goes down here. To be complete. I don't think.
Is this Kemmerer or Marinelli's last season? Or do they got like.
Kemmerer, Marinelli's last season. Warner's last season.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, I think Warner can come back, actually. I think it's DeSantis last season.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that old.
He's a year older than RBY.
Because the Drexel period. I forgot about him at Drexel.
I don't know. 2018 was his first year, and this is his last. But he doesn't qualify for an Olympic register, so he can take one. But then Soriano was here a year older than him, and Dane Fix is older than Soriano, I think.
And Cameron is older.
I think Cameron is older than him. Fix, and then Meech is just older than all of them.
Yeah.
Meech just was in college before I got to high school.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's terrible. But, yeah. Quarterfinals. Kemmerer, Hively, I'll take Hively. Massa versus Plott, I'll take Massa. Kai versus Smith, I'll take Makai again. I definitely think that's upset potential. It was 6-4 last time.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much to talk about really here unless something happens. Unless Lout takes out Smith, maybe there's something to talk about because they have an ACC final rematch, which was 4-2. But we're just running right to the semis. Hively versus Starachi.
Yeah.
I don't think it's close.
I'm going to take Starachi, though. I think
not a big fan of Hayden Hively. I'm not going to lie to you. But I think Starachi puts it on him. I think Hively's being undersized is going to show, and his just ability to just go for raw power is going to be exposed. Yeah. Massa versus Makai. I don't know if I want to take Massa.
I'm going to take Makai Lewis. I think he is that guy.
I will take Makai. Then who do you have winning?
You know, as a Penn State fan, you know, it pains me to say this, but I think Makai Lewis claims his second national title.
Really?
174 pounds.
Do you actually?
I think so. I just think it's his time to shine again.
I called Marinelli. What the fuck, Marinelli? I called Makai winning his first title in 2019. I will call him losing a second. I'm taking
Carter. It's fair. Strachey. I think it's going to be a good match. It could be definitely be an overtime match.
I'm taking Carter Strachey here.
Go for it.
Oh, man. The weight class I've been dreading to talk about.
184.
Oh, I'll give you just your first impressions.
The seating?
Everything.
Is... Yeah, seating is everything here. I mean, we saw Brooks take one of his first couple losses to Miles Amin at Big Tens. That kind of shocked a lot of people. I like Bernie Trox from Cal Poly. I think he's going to do some damage in this bracket. Caleb Ramirez from Ohio State is in there too. I mean, he didn't really have that close of a match with Brooks.
Yeah.
During the duel.
So
I don't know.
My first thoughts: DJ Washington 26, Trey Munoz 6 for just seeding. Max Line at 30. Holy shit. Poznanski at 20. That's a fourth place all there. Fourth place All-American. That's rough.
In his first round, he's facing a really, really talented kid from Maryland who wrestled well at Big Tens.
The Battle of the New Jersey State Champs, yeah. I don't think they ever met in high school, but... Jeremiah Kent versus Dakota Gear round one. Hunter Bullen versus Abe Assad is going to be lit. Jonathan Lowe versus Lane Mazuski.
Forgot Caleb Taylor Romero Venn.
Versus DJ 10. Washington. What?
Forgot Taylor Venz is 10.
Taylor Venz versus Travis Stefanik is good too.
Yeah.
Trenton Hiley versus Max Lyon is a BS match too.
Yeah.
I think the only one tees that really get by, only top tees that really get by easy. I'll see Marcus Coleman at 8, Bernie Trox, Amin, Brooks, Keck Eisen.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. Because Hidley, Lyon's not going to be an easy match for Hidley, even though he's ranked number 30.
Lyon's 12 and 13, bro? What?
Yeah.
Oh, is he up a weight now? That's probably why.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he was at 74.
Yeah, that's rough. And Zach Bronigle doesn't have too hard of a match, but run into round two. I'll take Jeremiah Kent over Dakota Gear.
Yeah.
I think Amin puts it on him.
Yeah.
I think Zach Bronigle over Caleb Hopkins and Marcus Coleman. I'll give it to Bronigle.
I agree.
I think more of Greg Harvey. I think Harvey's good, though.
Yeah.
I will take Tate Samuelson over Britt Wilson.
And then Trax beating.
That's a big upset. And I'll take Trax, yeah. Take Poznanski over Cochran.
I'm going to disagree.
All right. It's hard for me to pick against Poznanski, dude. I saw him fucking take the shit on my teammate.
If I was from Jersey, I would.
I think these two used to wrestle together. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the plays a difference. Maybe Poznanski wins. Maybe doesn't.
Yeah,
but the winner has Keck Eisen. I'll take Keck Eisen.
Yeah. I'm going to take Keck Eisen there too as well.
Keck Eisen beat Poznanski in third, fourth match last year.
Yeah.
Trent Hiley versus Max Lyon. I'll give Trent Hiley. I have no reason not to.
Yeah.
Isaiah Salazar versus Gavin Kane. I'll give it to Salazar actually. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Lowe versus Mazuski. I'll give it to Lowe. Keegan Moore versus Trey Munoz, give it to Trey. I forgot. Trent Hiley, I'll take him over Salazar.
I agree.
Jonathan Lowe versus Trey Munoz, I'll give it to That's Mark Munoz's son, dude. I don't know.
I bet you got to go with Munoz.
I don't know, dude. I really want to give it to Lowe.
Nah, I'm going to go with
I'm not too convinced that it's going to happen. I'll give it to Trey. I'll take Carlos Romero over DJ Washington. I'll take Venz over Stefanik. And I'll take Romero beating Venz for a second time this season.
I agree.
I will take Abe Asad over Hunter Bolin. Aaron and Brooks over AJ Burkhart. And I'll take Brooks over Asad.
I agree. Okay. So then it might as well just go bottom up since we're already at the bottom. Brooks.
Or you could just scan your eyes back to the top. Okay, you know, fuck you. All right.
No, oh, you're good. Yeah, go ahead.
Nah. Brooks versus Romero. This is a big one.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think Brooks is going to be.
I think Brooks is going to pull it out just for sake the fact that he's Aaron Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get pushed in deep waters in this one. Or he's going to put it on Romero. I don't fucking know. Based off of Romero and Amin, it's going to be a tough match.
Mm-hmm.
Heidley Munoz. Nah, Heidley takes it.
Oh, yeah.
Kekeisen tracks. I'll give it to Kekeisen pretty handedly.
I'm going to disagree.
You disagree. Kick bodies him. I'm sorry. If I see anything different, shit. But
I'm going to go Trax.
I think if Kekeisen can very well take out Amin at the top.
All right. And then
I don't know, man. You've seen there's been a long line of these 184s from you and I.
You're not wrong.
I don't know, dude. I'm so high on Kekeisen right now. But Amin takes out Bronicle. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay, Amin versus Kekeisen. I'll give it to Amin. I'm not gonna say something too shitty there. I'll give it to Brooks over Heidley.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing else for me to go off of there. And I'll give Brooks the win.
I'm going to say, Brooks is going to avenge his loss at.
I don't think he should have lost that one, the Big Ten Finals. That's kind of the thing. Like, if Amin straight up beat him, that's a different issue, but it's kind of just giving up takedowns. Give the same takedown, I think, twice, pretty much, within like 30 seconds. So.
This is where things get interesting again.
The shithole of weight class.
Yeah.
We'll just run through everything. Max Dean has somebody who's not fucking pictured here. JIL over Cordell Norfleet. I will give that to Norfleet. Cam Caffey versus Evan Brockman over Utah Valley. I'll give it to Caffey. Jerron Smith versus Luda Bray. I'll give it to Luda Bray of Binghamton. All-American last year at 184. Nina Bonacorsi returning national finals versus Andrew Davison of Northwestern. I'll give it to Nina Bonacorsi. I'm talking too fucking fast. Holy shit. Gavin Hoffman versus Tanner Sloan. I will give Gavin Hoffman the upset here.
I agree.
Jake Woodley of Oklahoma versus Jacob Kozer of Navy. I'll give it to Jake Woodley. I think he's super tough and he's going to make it in. Benjamin Smith of CSU. What the fuck?
I couldn't tell you what. Is it Colorado State?
Colorado State even a school?
I think it's Colorado State. It's either California or Colorado.
California team. Fuck it. We'll just pretend.
It's definitely. I'm gonna say
Google Colorado Benjamin State. Smith. Google Benjamin Smith, Russ. Find that out because one of us is gonna look like a dumbass, even though I didn't say anything.
Cleveland State University.
Okay.
I think that's it. Yeah, Cleveland State, Ben Smith.
Patrick Brucky, I'll give it to Brucky. Don't even know why I asked for that guy's school. But yeah. Eric Schultz versus Cole Urbis of Penn. I like Urbis. I don't think he's that bad for a 30 seed. Give it to Schultz, though. Jacob Gardenis versus Greg Bolsack. I will give the upset to Gardenis.
I agree.
Okay, I don't think Bolsack's been too hot recently. Thomas Pinola over Owen Pence. Thomas Pinola's a guy I've been big on since he was up at heavyweight. He's always had this ability to keep a pace nice and just keep pushing it. I think that's going to get him some big wins here. Definitely when he gets knocked to the backside, probably in his next match. Alan Clothier of UNC, Jacob Warner of Iowa, give it to Warner. Rocky Elam of Mizzou versus Michael Foy of Minnesota, I'll give it to Rocky Elam. Braxton Amos of Wisconsin versus Younger Bastida of Iowa State, I'll give it to Younger Bastida. Isaac Trumbull of NC State versus Luke Stout of Princeton, I will give that to Isaac Trumbull. JT Brown of Army versus Stephen Buchanan of Wyoming, the two seed, I'll give it to Buchanan.
Yeah, 100%.
Running through this, Max Dean versus Cordell Norfleet. You know, this would seem like a big matchup, but Dean won 11-1 last time. So I'll give it to Dean. There are two national finalists in this. And they will meet in the semis, most likely, if they do meet at all. Interesting. I have Max Dean over Cordell Norfleet.
Mm-hmm.
Nino Bonacorsi versus Gavin Hoffman. I'll give it to Nino.
Yeah.
Jake Woodley. Are you going with Pat Brucky?
Are you going with Happy over Dupre?
Huh?
Are you going with Caffey over Lou Dupre?
God damn it. You got me. You got me like double thinking myself now. No, I'll take Lou.
Okay. I'm going to go with Caffey.
I don't think it matters. Obviously, they don't give a shit, but Lou definitely gives Dean a better draw.
I agree.
But obviously, that doesn't matter for who's going to win that match.
No.
I said Nino over Hoffman. Are you writing this down?
I agree.
What are you doing right now? Fuck.
I'm looking at the bracket.
True. Jake Woodley over Pat Brucky.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
No. No. Brucky. Brucky's going to this. No. We cannot do Brucky dirty like that. He's better than the 13th seed.
I'm not going to lie. Come on. I said that to make sure you were listening.
He came on the podcast.
I only said that to make sure you were listening. I'm going back.
I'm going Pat Brucky.
But it's
going
to be like, dude, Jesus Christ, your mic fucking sucks. Who are you texting?
Eric Schultz. I'm looking at the bracket.
That's cap. I just saw you change the screen. I don't even care. But I got Brucky like 2-1 over Woodley.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, continue. Schultz, Bolsek.
Schultz, I have Cardenas over Bolsek.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I could agree with that. I'll agree. But I think Schultz beats him.
I don't know. Cardenas with the upset of Eric Schultz.
Go ahead. I'll let you move him. I'll let you move him on.
Huh?
I'll let it go.
I'm being so biased with these right now, but like Cardenas wrestled Dean tough too.
You're literally like New Jersey guys, just get an instant VIP pass to the semifinal.
No, they don't, bro. No, O'Malley was seated. I don't want to say this. I gave Mass over Foca, did I not?
You did.
Okay, O'Malley was seated higher than Labriola, was he not?
Yeah.
And Cardenas wrestled Dean to like a 1-point match, did he not?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Dick now. Fuck you. I'll give Eric Schultz the win.
All right.
Jacob Warner over Thomas Panola. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah.
Rocky Elam versus Younger Bastida.
I'm going to take
Rocky.
I think
Rocky.
Revenge.
Okay.
Yeah, Rocky gets revenge.
Oh, shit. We actually said the same thing for once.
Yeah, I was going to say Rocky gets revenge.
Buchanan shits on Trumbull.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Buchanan's not my pick to win anymore.
Then Buchanan's just gonna hammer Elam.
Max Dean versus Louis Dupre. Give it to Dean.
I think Dean, yeah.
Pat Brucky versus Nino. I'll give it. Does Nino even make it through? Really? Yeah. I'll give it to Brucky pretty dominantly. I think Brucky's just too big for him. Eric Schultz versus Jacob Warner. Eric history Schultz. Shall repeat itself. Eric Schultz. Rocky Elam versus Stephen Buchanan. I will give that to Buchanan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't fucking care, do you?
It's time for the semifinals.
Maxine Babrocky.
No, I'm going to go Maxine.
You are. So much for doing Brookie dirty. Yeah.
You know, hey, but I have him in the semis. I have him going all the way to the semis.
Doesn't matter. Bro, you're acting like Woodley didn't go 5-3 with Ferrari.
You know.
Holy shit, am I not recording? No, I'm kidding. But
I was about to say, we've been sitting here for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, have we really?
It's almost 11:30.
Oh, God. Nobody's going to watch this.
We got to cut this thing down. We should have just went through the semifinals.
You know, I think about if these dickheads didn't demonetize me on YouTube, yeah. I would just be like, yo, quarterfinal on, fucking move.
All right.
So I'm going to take my sweet ass fucking time with this one. Eric Schultz versus Stephen Buchanan. I think Stephen Buchanan gets that win again. Who do you have in the finals? Dean or Buchanan?
I'm going to take Buchanan. And it hurts me as a Penn State fan, but I think Buchanan is really, really good.
I don't know. I think Dean can always manufacture a turn when he needs to. And I think after losing to Foster in the finals like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I picked Buchanan also, like back when I did my picks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'll take Buchanan.
I agree.
Solid. Oh, not to the fat motherfuckers.
I refuse to talk about the 16th and 17th place match. I will not get in.
Why? Because we had both of them on?
I refuse to use my opinion on the 16th, 17th place match.
I think Hoger wins. He won the last time they wrestled, so I'll give him one again.
Yeah, I'll give him one.
Rest in peace in the next match.
You're a very nice guy, Zach Elam. But yeah, it's who gets Gable Steveson. So, like, you know, I'd rather.
Bro, that is a three-time All-American that they put there.
Yeah, I'd lay on my back. I'd lay on my back if I didn't have to wrestle.
Bro, I would beat Gable. You know what I do? I would run, let him take me down as we're going out of bounds, bait a caution, call injury time, not be able to continue the match, and I win on forfeit.
Yeah, but where are we putting you in at the bracket? What seed did you get?
I'll take 32. I don't care.
Who is the 32 seed?
No, no. Yeah, it's the pigtails.
Oh. Why don't we give you the 30 seed? You wrestle Tony Cassiope first round.
I'm good. I'll pull Jack Del Garbino real quick. Oh, my God. Lucas Davidson, I think, beats Sam Schuyler. Matt Stenzel beats Isaac Reed. Hendricksons beats Michael McLevy. Tyree Houghton versus Chris. I'll give the one to Lance there. He was on the podcast. I think he wins anyways, but Tate Orndorff over Joy Doyle. Greg Craigfield over Brandon Metz. Tony Cassie. Oh, my God. Heinzelman is going to be fucked. You know, his dad follows me on Twitter.
Does he?
He was all in my Twitter DMs.
What did he say?
After the whole Ferrari and Blast Dublin's ass.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, the situation's pretty clear. And he's just been on delivered for like weeks.
The Battle of the Lukes.
Yeah. I think Cassiope pins Heinzelman.
Probably.
No, not by pin, but he blows him. I'll take Serber over Luffman.
I was going to say, I like Serber there. From Oklahoma.
I've been high on him ever since his match with Gable, honestly.
And it's time for our main man. My pick to win Nationals last year, and he didn't. Gas Tank Gary Trump.
Oh, my God. Remember when I revealed Greg Kirkley was your pick to win Nationals right in front of Gary? He was like, what the fuck?
Gary Schwab will beat AJ Nevels.
I think he does. I think Jordan would have stick. Jordan would has improved. No, I want to say improved. I want to say got back on track a lot better this year. Yeah. Michael Wolfgram, I like that dude. He's pretty solid too. He's just the weight class is so fucking deep now. Yeah, I think Wood wins that though. Mason Paris should have no problem getting past Ben Golden. Mason Paris has fucking 7 seed. Holy shit.
He was the 3 like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or the 4. Like 4, 5, 3. He was interchangeable 3, 4, 5. And now he's the 7th seed.
This is horrendous. He has no problem getting past Ben Golden, though. I think Nathan Traxler is a guy I'm very high on. He got pinned in the blood round by Colton Schultz. He's got thrown. Mm-hmm. When that happened. I think he takes out Quinn Miller of Virginia. Ty Gaudioli of Campbell versus Luis Fernandez. Got over with my boy Luis. He probably unfollowed me after that Trent Hoger video I posted. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
He's just riding on his back. Hilger puts out a whole ass tweet. He was like, yo, you know how it's crazy? And I'm just like, I tweet out in response to Hilger. I'm like, yo, half these situations could have just been avoided if I never tweeted out the original video, because nobody would have went back to actually look at this. Because I just pointed out some dumbass thing for people to get mad about.
I can't believe Zachary Knight. I can't believe Zachary Knight Ward is the 31 seed.
I'm actually surprised he qualified.
Was he not an All-American, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, he was not.
All right. Hey, Colin Schultz is going to be.
I have next. Yeah, Colin majored in my 12th tee last time. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, Colin Schultz does not fucking do anything in his matches. Like, I love the dude. He's fucking phenomenal, but he just wins somehow. I don't know. I think Trent Hoger catches Gable Stevenson and pins him. I think Lucas Davidson takes out Matt Stenzel in a close one.
I could agree.
I haven't been too impressed with Stenzel these past couple of years, but I think Davidson's really coming into his own there. I think Stenzel's looking better now, but I think Davidson sneaks one out. Also, Hooker didn't place at Big Tens. Her girl lost like 6-0 to Luffman.
Yeah.
Again, he shows up at the national tournament, so he beats Gable.
Shout out Matt Stenzel. We know that you're a 5-timer. Wrestling. Go fuck yourself.
You heard it. Shout out to Jordan Wood also. 50.
Shout out to Jordan Wood also. You guys are both 5-timers. You deserve a big flow post, but guess what? You got nothing. So we're going to honor you here.
You know what's worse? Jordan Wood did get a post because Flo has a partnership with the IWA.
Oh, so Matt Stenzel really just got the shit.
They have a partnership with the Mac. All honesty, it's not Flo's responsibility to keep up with this. You have to start filming YouTube videos more often, just posting them.
All right. So Gable Stevenson's going to win. Thank you all guys for viewing the video.
No, fuck you. We're going through this. Wyatt Hendrickson versus Christian Lance. I'll give it to Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kirk Fleet, major over Orndorff, probably. Cassiope. Yeah. I think it's the decision over Serber this time again. Gary versus Jordan Wood.
Gary Traub is winning.
I'll take Gary to get revenge over Wood.
Good. Good choice.
Paris, I'll give him a close one over Traxler.
Yeah.
I think Colton Schultz takes out Fernandez.
Yeah.
Gable over Davidson. It's 13-4 last time. Probably more dominant this time.
Yeah.
Hendrickson versus Kurt Fliet. I don't know. Is Hendrickson really that guy?
This is really what it comes down to.
If Hendrickson wins this match, we're getting him on the podcast. He might not say yes, but he's coming.
I agree.
He's definitely one of those guys I want to talk to, because he was a true freshman last year, and he beat Jordan Wood.
But I want to take Greg Kirkley.
I have to take Kirkley in a close one.
Yeah,
because I just think that's offense style to you that he doesn't present like the strength of Cassiope.
He's 24. No. It's 24-0.
I think his best win is best win is Jordan Wood by 1 point off a throw.
Are you keeping the video in this video, or are you just gonna use the volume?
I'm just gonna use the audio.
Are you okay? Good. All right.
Yes, you can take a drink of water. What else is there? I'm gonna give a close one to Greg Curry. I would not be surprised if Hendrickson just comes out there and mauls him. But if that happens, Gabe will watch the fuck out. Cassiope versus Gary Traub.
Mm-hmm. Gary Traub easily next.
I'll take Cassiope in a close one. Mason Parrish versus Colton Schultz. I'll take Colton Schultz.
Yep.
I think Colton Schultz is going to turn Parrish's shots into problems, because I don't think Parrish can beat him clean.
I agree.
Semifinals, Gable versus Craig Fleet. I'll take Gable with the decision. Yeah. Possibly a major. I don't know. Cassiope versus Schultz.
It's too, like, I don't know.
I don't know if Schultz is evolved enough for him to take out Cassiope, because Cassiope's like, I think this might hurt Cassiope being smaller now. Against Scott Schultz. But yeah, I'll still take Cassiope to make the finals, and then I'll give Gable like major or some shit. I don't know.
In the finals. Gable's winning. Congratulations, everyone. You watched all the way to the end of the video, find out that this NCAA tournament at heavyweight was everybody competing for second, because nobody's going to beat Gable Steveson.
Right, that's all the comments. Like, normally those comments are just annoying, but like, I don't even bother anymore because it just gets me so many likes.
You can't deny it. That's the thing, is you cannot deny it that
nobody. Yeah, but it gets me so many likes. Like, look at any post where that's written on. Like, it can be like the most random ass heavyweight post. Be like, oh, this dude plays this at this table. Like, it can be about like Nick Feldman, dude, a guy who's competing in high school. Be like, oh, he's not being Gable, not being Gable, not being Gable, not being Gable. That's all the fucking comments.
Or it's like old guys. It's like Kyle Snyder, like a Kyle Snyder clip. He would never beat Gable.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I want to see him there again. Like, yeah, Gable would beat him probably. Yeah, I would hope Gable could beat Nick Feldman. Yeah, if Nick Feldman beats Gable Steveson, there's a problem.
Yeah.
But this is our recap. Random ass 3-hour podcast is no one's gonna sit through.
Should we just run down our finals, our final picks at every
final picks? Yeah, 125. I had Vito.
125. I also have Vito.
133. Who'd you have?
I have Roman Bravo Young, Penn State University.
I have Dayton Fix. 141. Who do you have?
Nick Lee. Penn State University.
Stop saying fucking Penn State University. 149, who do you have?
Yanni Diakomihalis.
I got Yanni also. 157, who do you have?
Ryan Deacon.
I have Ryan Deacon also. 165, who do you have?
Evan Wick of Cal Poly. All
right, I got Evan Wick also. 174, who do you have?
I have, hold on. Makai Lewis.
I have Carter Storace. 184. Who do you have?
Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks.
I think Aaron Brooks also might bite the fucking horn on us. Whatever the fucking expression is on this one. 197. Who do you have?
Stephen Buchanan.
I have Stephen Kinnon also. 285. Who do you have?
You.
Thank you. I have me also. All right. So you've heard our picks for the 2022 NCAA tournament. We might try to pop out some more episodes before then. This is gonna be audio only because my lighting sucks and Derek is fucking ugly. All right. So thank you for listening to episode 86 of Late Night Shots podcast, and we'll catch you guys again next time.